Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Folks, I have some very, very special guests in the studio with me today. They are students here at St. Andrew's School at Ware's Valley Ranch, and we are delighted, honestly delighted to have each of them. This is not our whole student body, but I asked at devotions this morning who of our students would like to be on the radio today, and it was a totally volunteer thing. So these are all of them are here because they want to, even though some of them are a bit nervous. But some of them have done this before, and so they were like, yes, I'll do it again. We are glad they're here. We're glad you're here. Glad you're listening. Hope that your day yesterday was a wonderful celebration of God's kindness. Giving thanks to the Lord is a very important thing, as you've been hearing this week on the broadcast. So I thought it would be good if we not only gave thanks to the Lord, but we gave thanks in a way that expresses our gratitude, especially to those of you who pray for the children and staff at the ranch and who help support the staff and children at the ranch. So first of all, I'm going to go with who showed up first. Annalise was the first person to make it over here this afternoon for the interview. Annalise, you're how old?
I'm 10.
10 years old. And where is home for you?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts on Cape Cod. I know that because I used to live on Cape Cod. And my wife and I and our kids spent 5 years there on Cape Cod. So it's a delight, Annalise, to have you here with us at Ware's Valley Ranch. Tell us, how old were you when you came to the ranch?
I was 9.
9 years old. And you haven't been able to escape yet?
Not yet.
Do you like being here?
I love it.
All right. That was, I can't say unsolicited, but I knew what the answer to that question was. We love having you, Annalise. What's your favorite subject in school?
Does ranching count as school?
Yes, it does, in fact. So ranching is your favorite subject?
Yes, sir.
What do you get to do in ranching?
I get to ride horses.
I think that's a tremendous thing. I'm glad. All right, you've got a sister here in the room with you, and so step right up there and tell us, Ruth, how old are you?
9.
9 years old, and how old were you when you came to the ranch?
8.
And do you love it at the ranch, too?
Yes.
I'm so glad. It's a good place to be, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
The people are pretty nice?
Yes.
Folks look out for you?
Yes.
You get good food?
Yes.
What's your favorite subject?
English.
English. I like that. That's a good thing. All right. Miriam, come over here and tell us you're how old.
I'm 11.
11 years old. And you haven't been at the ranch all that long, have you?
No, sir.
Now, I mentioned where Annalise and Ruth are from Cape Cod. Where are your folks living?
Michigan.
In Michigan. And yet you have a remarkable story because your life caused you to live a number of years overseas. Can you mention a couple of places you lived before coming here?
I lived in Albania and Macedonia.
Albania and Macedonia. That is unusual, and that's great. We're glad you're here, Miriam.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Tamaya, you're how old?
I'm 14.
14 years old.
Yes,
and
sir.
You've been at the ranch how long?
About 2.5 months.
About 2.5 months. And you came to us all the way from another exotic metropolitan place. Where is that?
Atlanta, Georgia.
That's right. And I'm so glad that you came here. Are you glad you came here?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's good. I think that's honest. You know, she hesitated just a moment. She had to process that, like, well, I should be, shouldn't I? Because given everything else, you're glad you're here.
Yes, sir.
You feel like you're learning anything about the Lord?
Most definitely.
All right. Well, we think that is the most important thing, and we are very glad that you are here, being well cared for. We've got some fellas in here, too. Jaquez, where's home for you?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
And you're how old?
15.
Are you enjoying it here?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, these folks volunteered for this, and I didn't tell them that if they said no, they didn't like it, they'd get in any kind of trouble. They wouldn't get in any kind of trouble. We just wouldn't play it. But Jaquez, you've been at the ranch how long?
A year and about 4 months.
A year and 4 months. All right. That's great. Well, we are very glad to have you. Might want to give a shout out to some of your people in Atlanta, because I recently got to preach at the church you go to when you're back home. And that church is?
Church of the Apostles.
Church of the Apostles. Michael Youssef, great pastor, yes. Founding rector of that church. I really enjoyed getting to preach there recently. And Jaquez wanted to ride with me, and I had to say, nope, can't do it. But Jaquez, we're glad you're here. Hope it's been a great Thanksgiving for you. Dylan is with us as well. Now, Dylan, you're how old?
12.
12 years old, and where is home for you?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Knoxville, Tennessee. And how long have you been here at the ranch? About 2.5 months. What's your favorite subject?
Ranching.
Ranching. I'm so glad to hear that folks are liking that. Jaquez, what is your favorite subject?
History.
History. All right. Who's the great history teacher you're studying with?
Mr. Scott.
Mr. Scott. And he is doing a fine job, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, folks, you need to know that Mr. Scott, his excellent history teacher, is a Canadian.
Yes.
All right. I think that's just amazing when we can get the Canadians to teach history right. That's wonderful. All right. Thank you so much. Let's see. We've got Jacob here with us.
Hello.
Jacob, you're how old?
8.
8 years old. He has stepped right up to the microphone. He's ready to go. Jacob, what is your favorite subject?
Science.
Science. Who teaches you science?
Miss Haley.
Miss Haley, I am so glad that you are studying and learning. Do you feel like you're learning some stuff?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Alex, step forward. Alex, you are how old?
16.
16 years old. Alex, how many chapters of the Bible have you memorized during the time you've been here?
That's a little over, I don't know, but a lot.
Okay.
A lot. I can't keep a count.
All right. I think if we were to count it up, you've memorized at least 5 chapters so far.
About that.
Okay. And you've been here how long?
A little over 2 months.
A little over 2 months. So I'd say that's pretty good, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're proud of you on that. Aaron, step forward, buddy. Aaron, you are how old?
I am 16.
16 years old, and you've been at the ranch over a year now.
Yes, sir.
Now, you made a journey to get here. Where did you come over from?
I was from Beijing.
Beijing, China. I think that you've come the farthest.
Mm-hmm,
I think we can say that you have come farther than any student on campus geographically.
Yes, sir, that's true.
All right. We hope you're also continuing to come a long way on the inside. What are some things you've learned since you've been here in terms of character development and personal growth?
I feel I grow a lot. You know, I don't waste my parents all the time. You know, it's very, I know how to by myself to do a lot things.
So you've become more independent?
Yes, sir.
And do you feel like you've become more truthful?
Mm-hmm, yes, sir.
And a harder worker?
Yes, sir, that's true.
More personal discipline?
Yes, sir.
You in better physical shape?
Yes, sir.
I think you've come a long way. And I hope I don't get in trouble for telling this, but you said something to your parents after you'd been here a while that meant a lot to them. Do you remember what that was that you told them after you'd been here a while and it really meant a lot to them? What was it?
you know, they miss me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And also I have better relationship with my parents now, much better.
Wonderful. Better relationship with parents. And your English is certainly improved.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, now, anybody else have... Oh, I was going to ask what you're thankful for. Oh, my goodness. All right, we're going to do that. Here we go. Just step up to the microphone, give your name and what you're thankful for.
Okay, this is Jaquez, and I'm thankful for the country that we live in, where we're allowed to get the Bible in our own language. In other countries, they can't, and they're not even allowed to have a Bible. They can go to jail for something like that. And something like that we take for granted. And I'm thankful that we do have a Bible.
Amen. Great.
I'm Annalise, and I'm thankful for, I guess, the blessing the ranch has been to me and everybody here. And I've grown a lot since I came here, and things that I probably wouldn't have noticed if I hadn't come because people have pointed it out. So I'm just thankful that everybody here is so helpful and kind and loving.
Excellent.
I'm Miriam. I'm just thankful that I am at the ranch. The people here are really kind to me.
Super.
My name is Ruth, and I'm thankful for the ranch and the family, and I'm also thankful for the Estes.
Okay.
I'm Dylan. I'm thankful for God dying, sending his son to die on the cross for our sins.
Great.
I'm Tamaya, and I'm thankful for my family, because sometimes we take our families for granted, and without them, like, I wouldn't be here, mm-hmm. or without God, mm-hmm. so I'm just thankful for them.
Great.
I'm Alex, and I'm grateful for the ranch and for the way they helped me to learn more about God and the things I didn't know about him before, and while being here and being taught all the stuff that I need to know, my relationship with my parents has improved way, it's been way better than it was before, so I'm thankful for that.
Great.
Hi, I'm Jacob, and I'm thankful for the Holy Bible and the ranch.
Great.
Hi, I'm Aaron. I'm very thankful for having a chance to come into a ranch, learn more about scripture, and learn more about school.
Great. All right, let me ask you a question. The first scripture that everybody has to memorize here is what?
Psalm 1.
All right, that's it. Psalm 1, and I'm not going to make everybody say it together because some people memorized it in the NIV, some people memorized it in the CSB, and that would be a cacophony if we tried to recite it together. People listening would think they were messing up. But I'll tell you this. It says that the righteous person meditates on God's word day and night. And folks, that's what we're trying to encourage you to do. Would it be safe to say that in this atmosphere, there's a whole lot of emphasis on God's word?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. I think our listeners need to know that. We not only have this broadcast where we try and teach the scriptures, but a lot of what people are listening to is the devotionals that these kids hear every morning. 5 days a week, we have Bible study in the dining hall, and the whole campus comes together to study God's word. So that's a lot of what is broadcast on this program. And I hope that as you who are listening today listen, that you will not only ask God to speak to you, but pray for these young people and pray that God will speak to them as they're listening to these messages. Folks, we're going to take a break for just a moment to hear a little more about the ranch, and then we're going to be back with more of our students at St. Andrew's School at Wears Valley Ranch. Hi, this is Pastor Jim Wood of Abiding in Christ. Living in the mountains of East Tennessee, I'm surrounded by phenomenal beauty in every season of the year. My wife and I live on a mountainside that adjoins the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, the most popular, most visited of all the national parks in the USA. Our neighbors include bears and bobcats, foxes and raccoons, even possums and skunks. Just down the hill from our house is the beautiful campus of Wears Valley Ranch, a miraculous place where God is busy changing lives from the inside out. On this program, you'll hear interviews, monologues, but mostly you'll hear the expository preaching that I do here at the ranch. Because I'm often speaking to a room full of children, you may occasionally hear background noises or illustrations and vocabulary chosen for a child's frame of reference. But the one thing I pray you will hear every time is God's Word, the eternal, inerrant Word which points us to Jesus. I'm delighted to partner with this station in bringing these messages to you, and I'd like to get to know you better as you get to know us. Please visit us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org. Click on the link that says Contact Us and let us hear from you. We'd love to know the station where you listen. And feel free to share any prayer requests as well. We actually do pray for the specific requests that folks send us, and we love hearing how God answers those prayers. Again, the website is pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
I have some other folks who have come and joined me here in the studio. We're still not getting our whole student body, but again, these are the folks who volunteered. Emma, you are how old?
I'm 12.
Emma is 12 years old. Cadence, you are how old?
I'm 10.
You're 10. And
I'm 12.
Angelina is 12. Rosemary.
I am 10 years old.
Rosemary's 10. And Nevaeh?
I'm 12.
Nevaeh is 12. And Maria?
I'm 10.
All right. That's Maria. She is 10 years old. And I hope that everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving Day. We're airing this the day after Thanksgiving. So I hope that everybody will have had a wonderful, wonderful celebration of God's goodness. All right. Emma, you've been here. You're 12 years old. You've been here how long?
2 years in April.
2 years in April. And tell me, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful that we get to have devotions every day and learn about Jesus.
Oh, wow. I love that answer. That was great. Cadence, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful that I got to move to the ranch and that I get to live in a girl house and I get to ride horses and learn more about God.
Praise the Lord. That's great. And Angelina, tell me about what you're thankful for.
I'm thankful for the ranch and what they've done in my life. And I'm very thankful that my Nini and my Papa sent me here. So when they leave this world, I'll have someone and people to fall back on.
Praise the Lord. Well, we're very glad you're here, sweetie. How long have you been here, Angelina?
I've been here for 3.5 months.
3.5 months. And Cadence, you've been here how long?
I've been here for 5 months.
All right. Excellent. Rosemary, tell me how long you've been here at the ranch.
I have been here 2 years and 4 months.
2 years and 4 months. And do you like it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Rosemary, tell us what you're thankful for.
I am thankful to be at the ranch and that I get to at least stay for 2 years and 4 months. And it was really nice to be here because it was a safe environment for me and my family and my sister and everything.
Great. Rosemary, we are thankful that God brought you here. And we're praying God's going to continue to watch over you and bless you and keep you. And I believe he will. All right? God bless you. Tell me, Nevaeh, how long have you been at the ranch?
I've been at the ranch 1 year and 3 months.
1 year and 3 months. And are you glad you came?
Yes, sir. I'm very glad.
You learning a lot?
Very much.
What's your favorite subject?
Science and writing are my favorite subjects right now.
Wonderful. Maria, step over there and tell us you're 10 years old. You came all the way from Knoxville. That's like an hour away, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're very glad you're here. And Maria, what are you learning while you're here?
About God.
I am glad to hear that. What's your favorite subject besides God?
Math.
Math? Or did you say bath?
Math.
All right. Favorite subject is math, and I'm glad to hear it. That's a good thing to be learning. Angelina, tell me, what is your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is science.
And your favorite subject, Cadence?
My favorite subjects, I have a lot, not a lot, but I like ranching, devotions, science, and English.
Wow, that's a lot. Okay, and Emma, tell me about what you especially enjoy studying.
I like science.
You like science. All right, that's a great answer. Well, I am very thankful that you all are here. I think all of you have brought so much to this place. I'm glad that we've been able to encourage you in your walk with God. There are people out there listening today who pray for you. They've never seen your faces except sometimes photos in the newsletter. You've never seen them, though some of the people who listen actually are local. But we have people like Mr. Denny and Miss Dixie who volunteer here at the ranch. Do you know how they learned about the ranch? They were radio listeners. They used to listen. Mr. Denny drives a big rig, and as he was traveling across the country, he started listening to this broadcast. It was helping him in his walk with God. And after a while, he decided, I think we ought to move down there and volunteer at the ranch. And so that's what they've been doing. And we are really glad. They had a farm in another state, and they sold it and moved here so they could be closer to the ranch and help with you guys. What do you think about that? Is that pretty tremendous?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
All right. I hope everybody could hear that. They said yes. We are very, very grateful for our listeners. And if you are in a position, folks, to help us, I wish you would. It's coming down toward the end of the year, and we need a lot of very generous support. These kids, if you could see their faces right now, they're not crying, they're smiling. But we're not going to try and tell you, oh, if you don't help us, we're going to go under. No, we're not. God is faithful, and he's going to keep us going as long as he wants. But I'll tell you this, God promises that he does reward those who give even a cup of cold water in his name. And so I want to encourage you, if God puts it on your heart to help the ranch, please do so. You can give online securely, wvr.org. You can go on the telephone and call us at our toll-free number, 1-866-41-ABIDE. And, of course, you can also drop something in the mail. Our street address is 101 Fine Place, Sevierville, Tennessee, 37862. And I hope that you will pray for us faithfully and that you will give as God leads generously. And I hope that you are giving thanks to God this day for what he has done for you. Don't think that Thanksgiving is over after yesterday. It's not. God has a plan for your life, just like he has a plan for the lives of these children. And we're so glad God brought them here. We're so glad for the people who are helping make it possible for them to be in such a place of love and care. And I want you to know, it is God who's brought it about. He's the one who makes it happen. And I hope that you'll pray for the children. And if there's a way in which we can pray more specifically for you, don't hesitate to write to us or to call the toll-free number 866-41-ABIDE and share your prayer request with us. We do pray for you. And every now and then we actually take prayer requests down to devotions. That doesn't happen real often. But we'll sometimes say we got a prayer request from a listener and we want to pray for them today. So please, if we can be of help, let us know. All right. God bless you all. Have a great, great evening, a great weekend, and you be sure and tune in next week. You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.